He studied computer science and art at the University of Illinois, then started working for Industrial Light and Magic as a technical assistant. And now 19 years later, Schutz has worked his way up to computer graphics supervisor.
While the visual effects supervisor is worrying about the visuals that end up on the screen and the producers making sure that we're on schedule and on budget, I'm making sure that we can achieve that vision with the technology that we have. When somebody comes to us with we don't know how we want to do this, but we're going to want to do this, we go, great, we'll figure it out.
And not surprisingly, he says there have been some changes in the industry since he started.
It's different in that there's a lot more available to us technology-wise on computers. We're a lot more global now. We have facilities in Vancouver and London and Singapore that we work with on all of our shows. But in a way, it's the same problems and the same situations that they had when they first built the company. People come to us with ideas for visuals that they want to make to tell their stories and make their movies, and we figure out how to put that on the screen in a believable way.
Schutz says one sequence from Rogue One illustrates the complexity of the work that they do. It took months to put together the scene where one Star Destroyer crashed into another.
You know, typically you have one of those models and you've built the outside. Now you decide you want to crack it open. You have to build the inside. So you have a whole bunch of modelers going in and building what would the inside of one of these things look like. You have creature development simulation artists going in and bending it and ripping it apart and simulating what it would look like when it breaks apart. You have texture painters who go in and paint all of those pieces, look development artists who go in and make sure they react to light correctly. And then you've got effect simulation artists who are doing fire and electricity and smoke, and a lighting artist who lights it all together and renders it, turns it into images, and then a compositing artist has to take all those different elements, puts it together, and makes the final image.
And that's why you see so many names on the screen if you stick around after the movie is over to watch the credits.
You know, to my family and to friends from college, I'm the guy that they go to the theater and they see a movie and they watch for my name when the credits are over. And it's a fantastic job. And, you know, there are times where you're doing it so long that you'll go, oh, it just feels like another 9 to 5. But then you have to stop and go, I get to go to work and make movies today. I have to remember that. I have to keep that in context. While we're no like box office draw celebrity on my own, it is an honor to be able to contribute to these amazing films.
And he says they never really say no to a client.
There are times where the answer is it might be more expensive than you want, it might take longer than you want, but we always figure out a way. That being said, things can always be better, and every time we do a new movie, we're striving to make it better than anything we've ever done before.
Schutz says he's done a few talks before, like the one he'll give in Rock Island, but his college friend Josh Dyer invited him, and he couldn't say no. Dyer is an associate professor of engineering physics and director of the engineering program at Augustana. I'm Herb Tricks.